Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Rise guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. I was saying it.
I had to.
Your computer's screwy. I'll tell you what.
I love to beat the piss out of whoever messes with this at night because.
I think.
relentlessly.
I feel like. See, this is the thing, and this doesn't come with any kind of. By the way, good morning. It is Tuesday, June 9th, 2026, 6-9.
Hey. Tuesday.
And so when I say this, I don't have any malice, but like none of that like has any bearing on me.
Yeah.
But I see what it does. For you, and as a, I'll give you a good example, as a performer, because let's be honest here, that's what we do. We are performers.
It is what we're doing.
And if, or as they put on the in the building, which I've hated it. People with real egos would love it, but they just refer to us as talent. Their sales were talent.
Yeah, like, come on.
I was like, I love it. I love it, but it seems bougie. So, it doesn't, affect my job, but when I see it affecting you. So if you're a guitarist and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go out here and shred.
Like,
then you go out there and then the freaking roadie is changed the colors on your speaker. Or
he stuck all your picks up his ass or whatever.
Something just, something funky, and you're like, God bless it. I wanted to go on and shred it.
Where's this pick band? It's, so I like.
It sounds like freaking Wayne's World, like on meth.
I'll do the stuff in the afternoons to get stuff set up for the next day's show.
Yes.
And I'll tell the boss, hey, we're good to go. So he's not doing anything, but when I get back in here, stuff is all jumbled up.
Well, yeah, I've got a new background on mine, which is weird. It's a blue flower. What's the significance of that?
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those base Windows.
Oh, so things. Something got factory reset or something. Who'd put that? Why would that even be an option? What kind of... Q would be sitting around with that on there. And by that, I mean a quagmire type. With some
kind of
like, oh, it's a blue flower. That's makes you feel good while you're at work. You need to have a big old red rose on there or some kind of like tree, like a tree made of money. That'd motivate me.
Look, I don't want to do this, but email obviously isn't working. You think if I offered like the engineers oral favors, like maybe we get the stuff we need to, because the printer up here has no toner. And I've asked.
Watch that though. One of them would take a toe sucking when you say oral favors.
And I don't want to do it, but
happily married, but he's got a foot fetish. I'm sure of it.
I know what's going to happen. Like we're using
now. They don't know which one I'm talking about. But that's fine.
Either one. Us and another show. You know, we use the same printer.
Yeah.
So now we're using the one downstairs. I'm like, okay, well, the same thing's going to happen down here that happened up here. We're going to use it, and then nothing's going to get replaced.
You know, one of the funny things that aggravated you during the COVID times was when, there was the shortage with paper. Not shortage, but I guess we just didn't order enough paper.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to go to the reserves, and the stuff was being printed out on pastel yellow paper. Why we even had that, I'll never know. It must have been an Easter promo.
Well, before that, before the last CEO tried to destroy the company his dad built, he implemented a system that I guess his wife came up with for us to put code numbers in to save paper or whatever. Oh,
yes. So that kinda, was that your one thing?
Oh, yeah, really, that whole thing.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're that's a weird predicament to be in when you're whether it's male or female. But if your like husband is like a CEO, I'm thinking of Mercedes Monet now. When it's weird with her too. Like I can't decide if I'm attracted to her or not. I don't think I am, but I enjoy her wrestling. But I don't think.
It's hard to put a finger on it. Like
I know. It's like
you're not ugly by any means.
No.
Are you super hot? Probably not.
Yeah. But I get weird vibes from her. But nevertheless, CEO, you can't just be stay at home, go play tennis, work in the garden. You have to have some kind of platform. It's like the first ladies, you know, Nancy Reagan. She didn't want drugs.
Mommy.
She said she wanted us to say no. She made or was influencing making Dare.
We know the most famous one of all, yes. Freaking Tipper in the sense.
Oh, boy. Well, God, Elizabeth Dole, too. I mean, crap. Cheney. God. Cheney.
Mary. Three Cheney.
So they have to have, some Cheney. Kind of, and that's not me in demeaning. They probably are like, hey, what's my platform going to be? I want to go after trafficked kids. I mean, not, after them. I'm going to chase you, trafficked kids.
I don't know what Melania's is, but to be fair, I didn't know what Biden's was either. Jilly.
Melania's was, take my name out of those files. It should not be there. I did not know Ghislaine like that.
Leave me out the files.
She came out with like a press release about that before it even came out. Like they were ready for that.
I saw the parade last night. Not a parade, but, the police escort Trump going down, I guess, one of the main New York roads. Yeah. I've only been there once. I don't know the roads.
Yeah.
But a lot of people standing
by.
God,
what is the main road of Times Square?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's how you tell people from New York. They spout off all these road names. And
hey, forget about it.
Hey, this is on.
What do you want, a hard roll?
15th and whatever the hell, it's on Flatbush Ave. How you doing?
I want to look that up. That's so funny.
But you should know the roads where you are. If I say 291,
Well, it's easier in a small. Even here in Greenville, that's blown freaking straight up to the ceiling. We still got a main street that is the main vein of commerce. Times Square is at the junction of Broadway and 7th Avenue, stretching from West 42nd Street to West 47th Street. So is there a South 47th Street? Like they had so many streets they had to. We can't be on 247th Street. Think about that.
The fact that they know all those neighborhoods and where they are.
Yes.
Like a Soho and a Tribeca and whatever the hell that
they
means.
They call them boroughs up there, but like down here we call them mill villages.
Pretty much. So that's the same as saying like a Dunedin or a Nicholtown, right?
Right. Yes. Judson. We don't want to give all the glory to Poe Mill all the time. There are many others.
Judson. You live up.
Fortner's. What's Josh Fortner's mill? Damn.
He hails from Saxon. He'll tell
Saxon.
You.
That's it. That's what I always remember. Saxon. Man,
I was in New York City once, 20 years ago, and I remember not knowing where the hell I was, and then asking the cop on a horse, like, where am I going? And the whole time I'm waiting for the horse to take a dump in Times Square, I'm like, I'm staring at him.
Yeah.
It's odd to see a horse in New York City.
Well, it's odd to see a horse on pavement, really, anywhere that you're not expecting it. I mean, if you're going to pony rides, which I did that as a kid, and it was on pavement, and I thought that was so weird.
Yeah. Has it not freaked the horse out?
Well, and plus, they're wearing metal shoes, essentially, so that's going to be even hotter. Like, think about that for a freaking minute.
Yeah.
You out there barefoot, they ain't wearing socks. They got metal flats on, essentially, standing on pavement, walking my fat ass around in a circle.
I ended up doing.
It was on one of them little, you know, little spindle things.
I didn't know where I was, and I'm trying to go to
I was at the Anderson Jockey Lot. It sure as hell was. First time I rode a pony was at the jockey lot. That's right.
Oh, yeah, they put them on the, just walk in a circle on that little.
Yeah, that little turnstile thing, man. It was kind of sad, but I had a good time. I bought a little foam rubber cowboy hat that day. The first one. What'd you call me?
I still want to know why Trump was at the game, because I got the impression he did not want to go. But somebody's like, hey, you got to start going to some stuff, I guess.
Paying off some.
Because he looked bored when they showed him.
I think when you do stuff like that, you're paying some receipts on some debt. Not physical, but like some, hey, put us over, you know, like definitely like UFC. Like,
oh, yeah.
Trump was at WrestleMania a couple times, but it's because it was at his hotel. Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Trump Mahal.
I think in general he gets bored easily with a lot of stuff.
Well, he's older. I mean, like, crap. I'm 50 and I start blinking at like 8:30. Like, ooh.
Do you think the Iran stuff is like maybe it could have been solved already, but he just kind of gets bored and just goes back and forth? Like,
yeah, that's Pete.
Let's do it different today. Let's
Pete
do it
Hedgepeth. I tell you what, man.
I feel like you're Mr. trying to say
Davis,
hedgehog.
Davis, Johnson, and Smith. God. God bless, man.
You think he'll just send off emails, Trump, like to Rubio or whatever, to, hey, come to the Oval?
I think he literally fires off emails. Like, I think he uses bomb emojis in emails. You know, the one with like the face and the head exploding. Yeah.
Do you think he's sitting on the desk, like playing with tchotchkes or whatever he's got?
He's actually petitioning Apple to get a school on fire emoji. He wants that done. You think that's awful.
Tells, I don't know, like Caroline to go, hey, like go to the window, and then his ass is just like pressed against it.
I tell you what, she popped that kid out and was back at work fast.
I'm telling you.
We don't believe in the FMLA.
You gotta
come
back.
I say FMLA.
I got nobody to look at.
She's good at her job, though. She's probably one of the best ones I've seen, no matter who she's representing. She don't take any crap.
I love how
Stephanopoulos wouldn't either, but like she does it with like some sternness in her voice. Like, you're not going to double talk me, pal.
I love how the if you're on conservative talk, or there's not really
there's
liberal
not.
Talk.
They tried. They tried.
But you can call like anybody whatever you want, and it's okay because it's under the guise of politics. So they call remember Jen Psaki.
Oh, yeah.
They call her the ginger commie.
Yeah.
God dang it. It
Jen Psaki. Yeah. It does seem like, just a guy looking at politics around the country, it does seem like Americans don't want to run for office anymore.
God dang it. Look at that ad we just saw.
I know. Like, that's just here. Like, I've seen.
Fooled me for a second.
Other races going on. By the way, today is Election Day.
Thank God.
Yeah, really. Well, our accounting team downstairs is saying, no, let's extend it more.
No, I'm going to miss the one ad with shows Ron Reddy in his little beret.
Oh, man.
Because he donates to art museums.
I tell you what, they need to get him some lifted shoes or something. I really do. I mean, really, really do. He's got the Reddy complex.
I know, but I feel like he and Ralph Norman are going to fist fight at some point.
Yeah. But with him, you know, being Trump going to the game and stuff like, did he and Goodell are close? But the NFL doesn't need any more shine. Like the NFL, they probably they got all that from Taylor. You know, they're rolling pretty. I mean, the NFL is an institution. It is the pastime of America. Dude, soon to be taken over probably by soccer.
There was the World Cup. Let's get that over with.
I agree with that.
There were so many people there last night. I mean, like so many famous people, more so than usual.
Really?
Like on, you see right courtside, there's Bob Kraft. He's there. Bloomberg's there. He got ran into during a play. So there's a lot of money right beside each other. And then you look, and there's freaking Ari Emanuel sitting courtside. So you wonder, like, who's actually paying for these tickets? God. Not Chalamet or Tina Fey or any of those people.
Like, that's a solid point. Because, you know, you find that out about, you know, celebrities when they go out to red carpet, whatever's, and the $200,000 necklace they're wearing, well, that was furnished to me by Ben Baller. It's promotional, you know, they're giving it back to them, and they'll get the goodie bags and all that stuff, but like it sets this motion into, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, we've been married 10 years, I deserve a $200,000 necklace from Ben Baller.
Or from freaking...
Or Ponche's or whatever you want to say. Seiko.
How are we getting works? Now, there are a lot of people in New York City, and there are a lot of millionaires there. So I look last night when the game starts and the place is packed.
Yeah.
There ain't an empty seat in the house. So I don't want to hear any more crap about, tickets are too expensive, nobody can get in. It's always full.
But so do you think those billionaires sitting there, you think they're just... promotional consideration by the team?
Well,
or the league, I guess it would be, because it's the finals.
See, that could be for the league. I know the team has like a little roster of celebrities they give tickets to.
Yeah.
But like your Bloombergs and your Krafts, I don't know if they bought tickets or if they were, Dolan's doing favors for them. Say, here, well, come on in. I don't know how the ownership courtesy extends to other leagues.
Well, I think would it be in the finals? It's like the World Series, like, Major League Baseball gets jurisdiction over it, like as far as, all that goes. But, that's interesting. Yeah, because, where are the fans at that point? You know what I mean? Like, that's...
I mean, they had a lot of watch parties, but that place is packed.
Like, it slowly seems like the old Greek Coliseum, obviously there's not pictures, but, the royal were sitting down near the... Or in their little koopas up there, But then the common man would be, standing on a hill watching from a distance,
Yeah. It's always the case of Wimbledon, too. You're like, okay, which celebrities are here? And they're all wearing suits.
Oh,
Dave,
man.
Dave Grohl was there wearing a suit. I'm like, this is weird.
Maybe you're into tennis. I mean, that's cool. It is one of those things where, like, it's like when the Kentucky Derby. Like,
oh, my God.
I guarantee you the people that are... Like, locally, they'll do the parties.
Yeah,
the parties. So we're not into the event. We're into drinking with themes. Like, that's what it boils down to. But yet, you ever go to a Super Bowl party where everybody put on cleats and short pull-up pants? Or
I'd go if they did.
black, mascara, blacked out or whatever. Like, Paige would walk in looking like Marilyn Manson with her eyes like. Paige had some surgery yesterday. She just remembered yesterday.
She did.
She's like, oh my God, I have surgery. She had surgery. So she's, quote, working from home today.
She got one boob reduced. Couldn't afford both.
That is not true.
They
couldn't afford just one.
I've known people that have went to the Kentucky Derby, and they got like... I guess it's like a little box seat, like your average kind of go into it. So they put you a little kiosk there so you can bet or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody will bring you drinks.
Oh, you don't even have to go up to the old window looking at movies anymore? No, that's probably good.
But they're way far away. Yeah. Obviously, I guess it's going just to go, but.
Yeah.
Horse racing, I don't get. Like, and if you like gave me tickets to the Kentucky Derby, like I never went to the local steeplechase. It's like, I don't get it. I would probably rather eat a crab sandwich than actually go to the Kentucky Derby.
Well, I've been to the Masters, but it was it was opportunistic for me to go to the Masters when I went to the Masters.
Like, I would go to that once because you feel like you got to go to check it out. I don't care about the cheap food because I don't like, you know.
I don't like, yeah. I'll go to Duke's if I want.
Yeah, if I want to.
If I want an affordable, good sandwich. But, and even when I went, like, I've been twice, but the first year I went was the first year Tiger played and won.
97.
Yeah. And then, so I had some exclusives and got to, like, meet 80% of the people that played in the Masters. I mean, that was freaking great.
I want to go now just to watch him walk, Tiger. See what that looks like. See how he can move around. Old taunt.
Walking around looking like Paige Buckets.
I think he's had more back surgeries than Hogan at this point.
Yeah.
God. Brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I mean, I guess if you take a picture of yourself from like 98 and put it right beside one now, especially one where you just got into an accident when you were drunk, and you can, like, when they show those bright eyed pictures of Tiger wearing the red shirt and then show the mugshot, it's like, God, that, what a downfall. Like, you're so wealthy, you could have hired a driver. Like, you want to drink, like, all those golfers drink all the time, usually. The new ones don't. The new ones are like really into it with the tech and all this crap.
Or body conscious or whatever.
Yeah. Like, they're over there drinking raw eggs. Meanwhile, Arnold Palmer was drinking an Arnold Palmer.
Well, do you remember the reason why Tiger doesn't have a driver, right? Because that came out.
Well, no.
Because people close to him say that he doesn't want anybody to know what he's doing, where he's going.
Well.
So he likes to, but he can't drive for S.
Tiger, if you're going out tonight, so are they.
Like, you're a horrible driver, man.
Yeah. Oddly enough, you're a horrible driver.
I'm like, God dang.
Has John Daly gotten a DUI at this point? I don't recall him having gotten one.
I don't know.
And he drives his own. As a matter of fact, I've met him at the freaking Masters. Actually, at the Hooters, at the Masters.
He's got his own.
He was set up with his Winnebago selling old clubs.
Look, I'm
not even kidding.
I know Augusta's hoity-toity, but Daly's got to get a lifetime exemption just because of the crowd he brings. Just going to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially now. Like, he's totally like... John Daly has zero DUIs.
Zero. Now, Billy Joel would tell you he does too, but I'm going to have to check the record on that one. Cause
yeah, did John Daly do pretrial intervention twice?
He might have.
Is that what it is?
He might have found a judge to give him one, like old Sorsby found a judge.
Oh, shoot.
Did you see that story?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Everybody's acting like it's the death of college football. Like,
well,
come on. Crap's going on left and right. This kid who gambles and he gets another year, like, okay, big deal. How about slush funds that schools had before Neil? How about bitch about that?
Yeah.
How about what Ole Miss did to Clemson? What? Bitch about that.
Oh.
About the kid. The kid's already enrolled in Clemson. He transfers from Cal. So the coach of Ole Miss is texting him, give you $2 million, you know. Kid quit school. He bought a car here. He was living in a nice place. I know where he was living. So he quits school and then transfers to Ole Miss, and it's a big thing. It's tampering. It really is.
Wow.
No matter, you know, how you cut it. But look. I get it if you're the Ole Miss coach, you're trying, right? You might as well send him a text and see if you can, you know, buy him. That says more about the kid and his family than it does to the coach.
Yeah, but if you're like, there's no – let's break and come back. Just stay on time in a sense because, like, you know, if you're like Arch Manning or whatever, like, okay, you know, like, even if you get hurt your senior year, you're fine. You're okay. You were fine before you ever started playing football. You were born. You were fine. But some of these guys.
Marshall would be the same way, Peyton's son.
College might be the only football they ever play. So, like, you got to weigh out those options. I mean, let's be honest. It ain't for the education. It hasn't been for the education.
Nope. So it's like, you know, it's.
Yeah, that's what. But at the same time, I talk out of the other side of my mouth and say, I hate the disloyalty that players have, you know, where they just, like, four colleges now, right? At least.
It was a lot. Let's see, it was Clemson, Florida State, Oregon State.
And not I in that he went order. To California.
Well, he's drafted now. He got drafted by the Chargers. But he did go to three schools.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But some of these guys are like 4 and 5. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But look, the system lets them do it, so you might as well.
Yeah, and like the pros, they don't give a damn. Like, oh, he transferred back and forth. We're probably going to, you know, waive him in a year anyway, so who cares? Which I think is crap, too.
They don't care what's going on in college because they take, you know, what, a small percentile of these guys anyway.
Yeah.
They get drafted.
Yeah.
So let him do whatever.
Isn't it weird that, like, if old Tony at the factory had a anvil fall on his leg and crush it, the company would pay him. He would be paid probably handsomely if he worked at a good company, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if a football player twist the hell out of his ankle and he can't ever walk again, they'll just wave his ass. It's done.
Yep. You know, look, I'm all for these guys making money. I'm just curious.
I know. I'm over here saying, oh, poor millionaires.
I'm just curious to know how much some players got to, you know, if they sign autographs at a big box retailer.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple hours. You know, was that a couple grand a piece? Like, what does that pay?
I know numbers on some.
They're already getting nil money just to even sign, you know. Ferrelli, who we're talking about, the player from Cal, he got, $1 million to come here.
I will write down one name, and I want you to guess, and then I'll write down. I can't say this publicly, but if you know me, I'll tell you. All right, there's the name.
Let's see what you got there.
Just don't say it.
Oh, you know, he was one of the ones that I saw.
2 hours, what do you think?
I know this is probably not right. I'll say $2,000.
$2,500.
Really?
Yeah. $2,500, yeah.
Now, this person you wrote down
is
going to have a big year.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to jump up. It's probably going to be, you know, a prospect.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like a draft prospect, a high one.
Yeah, got to get him early.
Now, I saw
I know the guy that when I met Peyton Manning brought him in to a show in Atlanta. Peyton Manning was already the number one draft pick going to the Colts. He'd already finished it. It's the summer in between. 2 hours. Now, again, you remember that year of 98.
Yeah.
But 2 hours was $10,000.
God.
Dude. For Peyton Manning.
That player you wrote down has got a fast food deal already, too. So
for real?
It's got to pay him a good little bit.
You know, we don't have that in our resume. Or not our resume, our portfolio, whatever that term would be.
We also don't have people looking out for our well-being financially like those guys
Well, yeah, but
do.
I don't mean – well, that's a good point. But, I mean, like, you know, we got lawyers. We've got automobile dealerships. We got bank mortgagers.
Yep.
We've got all – how are we not the face of a freaking restaurant by now?
We love our partners.
My Lord.
Put us on a restaurant.
I mean, from Bojangles to Jimmy's Family, bring it.
Now, baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Don't put us on one years and years ago that we got that was impossible to find and like had weird hours.
That was... I appreciated the effort, but... Yeah, you can't have a part-time restaurant. You really can't.
Like, hook us up with something.
And you can't
good.
Have not normal business hours. Like, we're not open this coming Monday. And the reason would be is because they were getting their pool cleaned. I mean, you just got to keep normal hours. You really do. And you need to be off a major road, a major thoroughfare, not off a freaking one of those frontage roads where people discard animals. That was not the spot for that
shout
place.
Out.
That was not the spot.
You know what? Show us an influencer that gets these deals going, and let me talk to them for a little bit.
Right.
So how are you out here pimping yourself to get all this done? What do we need to do? But I'm always told you can't step on toes if you know what I'm talking about. You can't bypass certain people.
Well, those certain people are just there with their hand out.
They do a good job of bypassing us sometimes.
That's a solid point right there.
But anyway.
How many tickets you get to see Teddy Swims? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know why I didn't? Because they have signs all throughout town on my way to work that are talking about
roads closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't want no part of that. Because that, I can't say that. Let's just say the place he was playing at might have had a logistics issue last time. They had a big show.
Yeah.
As far as people getting in and out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, maybe that's been fixed.
I heard it has.
Good, because it's going to be a lot more people at this.
Yeah, that was the first, like, you gotta learn from that first one, you know?
People love Theodore Swims.
Yeah, yeah. He's a wild-looking character. He looks like...
What's the guy's name? The chef.
He looks like Elton John and Jelly Roll from, like, 5 years ago. Had a kid, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And I think he's got his ears gauged, too, right?
Oh, big.
So he's wild.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, I think he's got actual doorknobs in his ears.
And his the Ride Guys rule
every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't know this one, but this is one of old Perk's picks.
Oh, we're still... Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know this.
I wasn't expecting this out of this band.
Oh, it must be like Modest Mouse or somebody. Mumford Sons?
No. But if you had to guess.
Hellstorm? In this moment?
No. But the singer is sometimes an actress too.
Yeah, that's not in this moment.
No.
The one that was in freaking Grinch.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's her, but
Taylor Momsen.
Yep.
What's the band?
Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless, that's right.
What's the other one you're talking about? Is that the one that goes blah 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 blah?
Yeah. They played the last birthday bash. Last birthday bash. That's tough to say.
Might have been the last one.
I really think it was.
If there's another one. This ain't gonna be no Lodo show.
That was the one where I got a little bit of a talking to after stage announcements, but it was like, hey, you know what? I understand the passion.
Yeah, come here.
But I cussed like crazy on the microphone at the. It was the Monster Corwinus Arena then.
Come here a second, guy.
I was like, that was some effing rock and roll right there. What the blank?
Shit, just kept dropping it.
Yeah. Mark come up on stage and start pulling the cord out of my hand. All right. Yeah. Have a seat. Cut it out.
Let me get this back on track. Hey, you guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
What if he started doing it? He's like, hey, I can do it, but you can't. If we have another birthday bash, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to get tickets from here and sell them for $2,000 a piece. I don't care who it is.
Okay.
If everybody else can make money off it,
who?
I'm going to sell them too.
Who made money?
Like
off
anybody.
It?
Like if you go to. StubHub, SeatGeek. You can list your own price. I thought it was illegal, but I guess it's not.
Some artists put it in there that you can't sell them for more than. Although, I don't know how they...
I mean...
How that... It dictates?
We can't do that in person.
No.
I get caught doing that in person, you know.
Yeah.
It's my ass, but if I go through a reseller...
Well...
Then I can argue over the coals.
If you opened a casino in your home where, you know, you have like 15 football games on and you start, I mean, you're operating a casino, but if four or five of you sitting in the living room doing it on the phone, it's fine.
Do you remember we used to hear that? The stories would come out of so-and-so had an illegal gaming parlor in his house.
Yeah. Which always involved hookers, too.
Or they always had one of those machines from a place in town that I won't say. That they always acquired.
I'm ordering to you.
It's like, how do you get a machine? It's like in the house. One of the guys had two.
What happened to all those machines? Somebody with the last name Collins get on the phone. What happened to all those? I'd like to have one for the house.
Like, that'd be fun. I'd like to have a few.
Yeah.
Where are they? Since David Beasley, you know, ran against poker machines.
Buried them with the Confederate flag.
God, why can we not gamble? But Jim Hodges, the only reason he was governor, it might have been the last Democratic governor of the state, was because of the lottery.
Yeah.
We can have that. McMaster's cool with that because he wants to advocate, you know, debit card transactions over cash.
Because the payoff, or at least the scheme with the lottery in South Carolina was, that's where they'll get you. They're like, hey, you're against gambling, aren't you? Yes.
That's where they try to get you.
But don't you want kids to get a better education? Well, yes. Well, here's how we can do that.
I don't know. I get bitter about that, too.
Here's how we can do that. Why?
I don't want most people to have it better than me, even the next generation. Like, I just...
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks and a member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
I guess that's where I am. I'm selfish.
You're a baby boomer at heart. You really are.
I might be.
You're a baby boomer at heart.
Like, I want mines first.
Yeah, but I understand that part about, like, wanting the especially like I always say this when we do the toy drive with the Greenville Law Enforcement Center, Elio Santa.
Yep, always a fun time. What's up, Bart? I got to send you some more vids, Bart.
Even if you don't care about the kids, you know, you heartless son of a gun, at least, like, if they have a good sense of their community as a kid, they may not grow up with a chip on their shoulder and turn to crime. I really think that could possibly be, at least it's a good sales pitch. But I do believe that could be the case. Because you grow up with a chip on your shoulder, you're going to hate the community around you because you didn't get one up on it.
Do you remember the best story? It wasn't from law enforcement. This is when we were working with the Marines. And they were talking about doling out the toys and how the kids would fight and try to, you know, renegotiate for different toys.
Oh, yeah. They would sit there and be trading.
And the one kid said, I only get one.
And then the one got into a fight because he was being clowned because he wanted a doll. And the other kid started, like, fighting him because they were calling him bad words and stuff. That's crazy.
Don't do
but
that,
you
man.
You see
it's
the way
month.
The parents do when the freaking Pokemon shows up at Costco.
Oh, Lord.
Like, where do they learn it at? I wonder.
Or, you know, ball games. Going to your local ball games.
Like, the baby boomers taught us that, too, I think. Did their pallets of collectibles go out at a store and people started fighting over it? Okay. Now, food rationing, yes. They did that with cheese lines and the bread and all that stuff, I know. But with actual items.
You've seen it now with these liquidation stores. People line up out the door still.
Yeah, thinking they're going to find, like, you think these things are being put out blindly? Do you really? Do you think when the wholesaler ships those pallets out, do you think they're going to just, throw in these dozen iPhones?
I won't say the name of the store, but there is a store that exists in the upstate just so old ladies can go there and fight over floral print shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, this is why you exist, so you can get these biddies.
Yeah,
all up in a tizzy against each other.
Was that one my family was into? Is that one of the stores?
I don't remember if they were, but they might be. We might know the heir of the franchise because he wrestled too.
Okay, I was thinking of Hamrick's.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen to Dan.
This is a good one.
Satin, big and round. Lots of hooks, her top won't come down. It's huge, use it for a parachute. Big whoppers need flopper stoppers. Don't you know she says she's 36D? She's lying her ass off. You too hot. Pages, bra. Pages,
bra.
Bra. Pages, bra. Pages, bra.
She hates that song.
You know what? And you played it on my rejoin week. How dare you?
Okay, what's wrong with you?
That's a really good one, though. I don't. I've never heard of a bra being called flopper stoppers, but that's kind of cool.
Are they satin? Now I know the bras she gets are very expensive, because of what's going in them.
Yeah,
I mean, they got to.
It's like the seatbelt in your car versus like a NASCAR.
She was going to one place where they were like $1.50 a piece.
Yeah.
She had to, because, you know.
Did Peter North have to buy expensive underwear?
He had to buy extra durable prophylactics, maybe.
Yeah.
The ones that can hold like a few gallons.
I can see the heat coming off her bra right now. Reaching between my legs.
The bra is running hot at night. We'll pop one side off and let them flop.
By the way, yes, Paige had... it was an emergency surgery.
We didn't find out about it till.
Yeah.
Kind of late.
She put it on. I didn't click on it because I have a very weak stomach. You would look at it and say, wow, it looks pretty strong. But I have a very weak stomach. But it was already flagged on Instagram that...
what'd she put up?
I don't know. I didn't click on it. It's a, you can view it if you want to. I'm not like trying to promote her thing. I mean, I'm not trying to. But
it could be a news.
It was story. Already community guidelines saying gross picture or whatever it says. And it was like, oh, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it.
Oh, I went kind of well.
But it just said, like, you know, put on there, oh, I had some surgery done.
Oh, I can't see it. She must have taken it off.
I would read the text that she sent this morning, but she hates when I do that. And I don't want to do things people don't like to do. These meds have gotten me woozy and sick at my stomach.
Woozy.
I'm in a lot of pain after my blank surgery yesterday.
And woozy. I still don't know what she got done.
I mean, she said it in here.
Did she?
Yeah.
I might have been out of the room.
Probably.
Is it tooth related?
Yeah.
Maybe. Could it have been one or two?
She sat on one of her dog's teeth. Yeah. I don't want to give too much away. That's on there. But,
I don't know if HIPAA applies to teeth, does it?
Oh, gosh.
I think just genitals.
I thought it was just your privates only.
I think it is.
Hold on. You know what? That's a good... I'll do a live watch. Someone said to watch it live.
I'm not allowed to ask how big her OB's fingers are or anything.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I don't know if she's up. She probably took it off.
Oh, yeah, cause she hates when she gets guidelined. She's like, they're going to take it from me.
Oh, she doesn't like it.
I won't be able to make more tricksy fantasy vids.
I got a notification. I'm like, what'd you post? I don't know. It was years ago.
Man, she must have took it down. Well, sorry for telling you guys. Anyway, when we come back, truth and consequences, and I do want to preface this by saying, I don't know that this has ever happened before, but the guy that we're going to, it might be confusing, the person that we're going to talk to has the same name as one of us in the room. So you have to just kind of like follow the voices, I guess.
I thought I was the only football, but I guess there's another one. That's his name, football.
We're going to talk to Fabe from Charlotte. No, we're going to talk to this guy. He's going to confront a coworker, which sounds easy enough.
Well, it's risky, though, because I'm assuming everybody's going to work still.
You mean like working from home or whatever?
Some people like that drama, though. They like doing it before, and then they're like, you know what? I'll go to work.
Well, I think his impression is he couldn't do it at work, so he's going to do it before work on the radio.
Ooh, I wouldn't do it that way, but I'm glad he is.
Yeah. But anyway, he's going to perhaps risk his job to profess something. Ooh, boy, it's some good teases right now. Now you're good. All wondering, what's his name, Matt or Jeremy? Which one is it? What if it's Paige? Well, you're not here. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.